From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sufi Muslims in Egypt say they plan to continue plans for an annual celebration of the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, even as the country reels from the massacre at a Sinai mosque that killed 305 worshippers, wounded another 128. No group so far claiming responsibility, Egypt observing 3 days of mourning. Indonesia raises the alert to the highest level 4 on Bali's Mount Agung volcano and warns residents around the volcano to evacuate immediately. That story now from Reuters' Samantha Vadas.
Disaster experts raised the alert to the highest level on Monday, warning residents near the summit to get out immediately. Officials say blasts can be heard several miles away and flames can be seen at the peak, pointing to a possible imminent disaster. Bali's main airport has been closed and flights have been diverted since Saturday after the volcano spewed ash and steam almost 5,000 feet into the sky, causing travel chaos for tourists on the ground. It's the second time Mount Agung has erupted in less than a week. The top alert level was raised back in September, leading to mass evacuations and travel warnings, but the volcano calmed down last month. Now, though, experts say it's entered a new phase, and with fresh magma now visibly spewing from the summit, the risk of a major eruption is mounting.
And as Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting, Bali is Indonesia's top tourist destination, attracting 5 million visitors each year. UNICEF's Middle East director is calling Yemen one of the worst places on earth to be a child and is urging all involved in the fighting to let humanitarian aid come in. UN says 11 million Yemeni children are at risk. This is VOA News.